sc.com.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
To secure an escape from reality.
Back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Nice to meet you, where you been? I could show you.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour two, live at Locomar in Clemson. Our final Tigers for Tatas event in 2017. The bands are gone. The supply has been depleted. You, the WCCP listener, and me to some extent because I kept leaving them. Like, I'd leave them at home and take one and leave them. I mean, I made a donation, so the math works, but barely. That you have bought out every single one of the Tigers for Tatas bands. We thank you for it. Have we had to order more at any point?
Well, we just haven't. I mean, we ordered a bunch initially.
Ordered a bunch. I figured the initial onslaught was tremendous. We have never sold this many bands.
No. I mean, we had a good amount left over last year of the purple bands. That's right. Why we could sell them again this year. But I don't think that we had a goal. Last year we raised about $7,000, and our goal this year was 10, but we thought it was kind of a lofty goal, and never could we have imagined that we'd be approaching the $13,000 or $14,000 mark. That's just unbelievable.
Which is basically,
which is
26,
double
000,
because of
right?
Priority One. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we're legitimately smashing. We're smashing last year by almost $20,000, essentially.
And I just That's think it's doing. So cool that guy Alan came by and says he works in Clemson's bioengineering department, and he has legitimately seen the funds transfer to his program for research. I think that was just really cool to hear that.
That is awesome.
Stays local.
I love that. All your money does stay local. You can make a donation today, and one of two things can happen for you. Not will, but can happen for you. We have a Dabo Swinney autograph football that is going to be given away to someone who makes a donation, $5 or more, to the Tigers for Tatas campaign. The other gift is a Weber smoker. If you're a guy, and maybe you can debut the smoker if you have some time to, like, get ready for Game 7 tonight. That'd be a great. Have some people over. Get that smoker geared up. I got a buddy who bought a smoker. Loves it. He's like, I'm never grilling again. It's all smoker all the time. That's, like, that's the comp prize. That's the compensatory pick, we'll say. The compensation prize, the consolation prize, I should say, for the football.
And even better, if you're a woman and you win the smoker, then you don't have to cook anymore because you'll just make your man or a man friend cook for you in the smoker.
That's
it's
true.
A win-win.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Priority One. They sponsor the Priority One at Security Studios, where Lee Harper is making us sound amazing. They are absolutely out front when it comes to technology. They are the reason that you were going to smash with a sledgehammer the total that we gave to Tigers for Tatas and the Dabo and Kathleen Swinney All-In Foundation from last year. We cannot stress enough how generous, willingly generous they were. Out front, not being asked. We didn't put it out there. Any sponsor can do this. They offered, absolutely of their own accord, to match the funds here. They were the ones sort of pushing us to do more here. It's unbelievable what Priority One does. When we say they're community-oriented, we mean it. Priority One Security is here. They're local, but they're national level. It's unbelievable. Priority One Security, Blue Ridge Security, now Priority One, and they do sponsor our studios, and they are the reason we're able to do so much cool stuff, and they're the reason we're going to write a big old fat check to Dabo and Kathleen coming up in just a very short order. Speaking of ballers like Priority One Security, Manny Robinson from the Greenville News and from GreenvilleOnline.com and on Twitter, he is at Manny B. Manny. He joins us right now. An array of ballers on the show today. What's up, Manny?
I can't call it, Clark. Kelly, how y'all doing?
Man, we're doing just fantastic. I just can't under any circumstances imagine that we got a phone call today saying Clemson hasn't played anybody, hasn't earned number four. This is an ignorant corner of the planet, right? People who are logical thinkers don't believe this, correct?
What was that person's affiliation? The first question.
We couldn't really figure it out. I would imagine he would say the SEC East is probably underrated.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, you take that with a big, big old canister of Morton salt there. Yeah, I understand that. As hesitant as I am every year to believe in Notre Dame, you also have to look at Notre Dame's resume and Clemson's, and I just can't find an argument in there in those schedules. Of course, the Louisville win is not as valuable as it was before. But I mean, I don't understand. You know, like, I'm baffled that someone would be able to argue against that. So it's empirical. There's no way around it. That's the one thing in all the subjectivity that frustrates me about college football. When you compare apples to apples, there's no way you can't put Clemson as one of the top tier one loss teams right now.
Manny, so we're talking about the playoff rankings, obviously, from last night. What stood out to you initially, just initial thoughts from Manny Robinson on the rankings?
I was very pleased that the committee did not overreact to Ohio State's victory. I had the assumption myself that they would put Ohio State in, even over Clemson, because of that victory over Penn State. That's being argued as being the marquee or the best win of any of the Power Five teams, although Penn State's resume is not that strong. And like we said before, Notre Dame and Clemson have played tougher schedules. I believe Notre Dame, Penn State, and Clemson are the only teams in the top 15 that also have a strength of schedule rating in the top 25. So Oklahoma beat them in Columbus, so they deserve to be ranked higher. And as much sense as that makes, that's not always the logic that the committee follows, but they did this time, and I was pleased to see that.
Visit with Manny Robinson at Greenville News, GreenvilleOnline.com, at Manny B and Manny on Twitter. So do you think they generally got it right? Were there any changes you would have made to the top four, Manny?
Top four, no. I think the top four was fine. I'm a little concerned with where Miami and Wisconsin were. I don't know. I mean, I could see the argument for that. I maybe moved them up, 7, 8 area, 6 and 8 or 6 and 7. They're undefeated, and they're Power 5. And I know the resume, you compare, get into that, but undefeated is undefeated. And right now, as I wrote last night, it's too early to be outraged, though. So I think it's going to all play out. You have a bunch of teams up in the top 15 that are going to play each other starting this weekend. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But my position is, and I guess my hope is, that Clemson stays put, because I want New Orleans.
I kind of want New Orleans too. That, I'd like to go to the Rose Bowl. I'd like to do that, but that is a lot of travel, and me and travel don't go well together. So I can certainly appreciate that. Do you think it's problematic? And I'm kind of trying to read the tea leaves here, reading what you're saying a little bit. Do you think it's problematic that we have almost swung to the opposite extreme with regards to penalizing teams that maybe haven't played as tough a schedule as some others, but have beaten everybody? Do you see that as a problem with the methodology of the committee?
No, I think they're right. I think they're right in the pocket with that. I think they are sending the message, but they're not penalizing. I mean, if they had put them down at, 15 out of the top 10, then yeah. But like I said, it's still early. But I do like that message, saying, hey, you're going to be rewarded for playing a tougher schedule, even if you drop one. Because like you said, Clemson lost theirs to Syracuse instead of Auburn, but still, playing a schedule that tough, there's a little bit of forgiveness there. So I like the message that they're sending, early on in the process.
Do you think that Clemson, I've said this, I think this, that being number four, being in the top four, matters more to Clemson right now than many other teams, because a lot of the sort of cherries on top of the resume for Clemson are already behind them. Do you agree or disagree with that thought process?
Yeah, absolutely. With something like this in our industry that breaks so late in the evening, not usually late, that's where I get mine right now, but you have to write a two-way lead, and my initial lead was, assuming that they would be 5 or 6, and needing more than to win out. They would need a lot of help. If they were at 5, 5 would never seem as far away from 4 ever in life, because they would need, if the teams ahead of them won out, and even if Georgia or Alabama loses in the SEC championship game, if that's their first loss, there's an argument that because of the quality of that loss, that oxymoron, that they would stay in the top four. But being here at 4 for Clemson, I think if they win out, if they win, they're in. I don't see any way, shape, or form that they can drop, given that they'll have should have another ranked opponent. This weekend at NC State, and then assuming in the ACC championship game, you either get Virginia Tech or Miami. And then even if you beat an eight-win South Carolina team in the Palmetto Bowl, there's no way that they can drop out of that top four if they win out.
Manny, on GreenvilleOnline.com, you have a great column up right now. Clemson could get playoff boost from unlikely source, and that is South Carolina. That's the title of your column. Give me kind of the synopsis of that thought.
Yeah, and that was I had to update it quickly last night, but it was written before the poll came out. So it was more based on the coaches poll, AP poll, where Clemson is out of that top four. But given that South Carolina can defeat Georgia this Saturday, that helps Clemson. That, like we said before, if Clemson was 5 or 6, they would need that help. And it doesn't hurt. I mean, they could still use it even if they have to win, of course. But getting Georgia out and having a 2-loss Georgia team or a 1-loss Georgia team, with his loss being South Carolina instead of Alabama, that gets one of those SEC teams out. That saps that strength out of it. Because also the Miami, going back to the Miami victory, if Notre Dame beats Miami in the upcoming weeks, then that win loses some value. So, all this calculus that frustrates me is all playing into it. But if any undefeated team ahead of Clemson becomes a 1-loss team, then, again, Clemson's strength of schedule may boost them above the Bulldogs.
Now to this game this weekend coming up with Clemson and NC State. We've debated a little bit. Dabo says Ryan Finley's elite and then goes on to talk about how elite he is. I don't think either of us would go that far, but this is certainly a capable team and they're playing at home. I understand also the sentiment that says Clemson got 500 yards in that Bona defense last year. If they don't turn it over a million times inside the five, it's a walkover. To what extent should Clemson fans be concerned about the trip to Raleigh this weekend?
I think a little bit more than last week against Georgia Tech, because it's there, and it depends on what NC State team shows up. And I know that's cliche, but after that them thinking that, hey, they had their playoff hopes intact until they lost at Notre Dame, and now are you either angry? Is it a wounded dog, or is it or is it a dog that has no more fight? Whatever team comes out after this loss, this is going to show a lot about NC State. Just based on that, not X's and O's, but just their fight, their heart, what kind of program is Doran running? Because this is their opportunity. This is the best opportunity I think they're going to have in a long time to win the Atlantic. Because Florida State's not going to stay down that long. Louisville, they're better than they played, so this is their opportunity to catch Clemson at home this year. And with the defensive line that they have, is that going to help them against Clemson's running game? This is the best opportunity they have, and now we have to see if they're going to be able to seize it.
One or two more for you, Manny. The Gamecocks are bowl eligible. Now you've got this challenge with the Georgia game coming up. I've gone back and forth a little bit with people. I think there are some ways where South Carolina could give Georgia a run for their money. To what extent should Georgia fans be concerned about South Carolina?
Ew. it's tough. See, that's what I said. This the column I wrote earlier was a conditional. but there's nothing other than the one in front of their name that makes Georgia invincible. And I think right now Carolina's strength is its defense. The thing about Carolina is, are they going to put an entire game together? They have these spells where they look like what we thought they would look like this year. They've exceeded expectations, but they have these spells where they go into these lulls, and that keeps games that they should run away with, keeps them close. I mean, case in point, last week that game should not have come down to the wire like that. But I think if they can't be focused and zeroed in this week, then, they're not ever going to be. So everything that's on the table, the potential to, open up the door a little bit for the SEC East, And to get a marquee win, like a landmark victory in Muschamp's tenure. I mean, this is it. Again, I mean, knocking off Clemson would be great, but this, for if I'm Carolina right now, I know, you know, not having a dog in the Palmetto Bowl robbery, but if I'm Carolina, this game is more important to me right now than beating Clemson. So you got to put all the eggs in the basket here, you know, and see if you can make it happen.
He is Manny Robinson for the Greenville News, GreenvilleOnline.com, at Manny B and Manny on Twitter. I'm telling you personally, I'm telling you professionally, in both realms, the guy's a great follow. He's a great read. You should give him a try. Manny, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and look forward to visiting with you again very soon.
All right, always a pleasure. And kudos to y'all for what you guys are doing, man. Just keep up the good work there. Y'all take care.
Thank you, Manny. We appreciate that very much. It's Manny Robinson joining us from the Greenville News. Nice to hear that from Manny. By the way, a couple things before we go to our next break, and then we'll get back to the phones and more of this playoff conversation. We've got quarterback rankings.
We
got
to get to those.
Up, and we got to get to the games from last week because it's almost this week. So we got to get back to the games from last
week. Funny how you want to talk about them and I don't.
Yeah, that's right.
If you look at the records,
right,
you'll see why.
Well, we knew it was going to be moving day for one of us, and maybe none of us.
I'm not moved out.
I moved up. I'm there. I'm right. I'm knocking on the door.
Long season.
If you give from 12 to 3, is this right? If you get from 12 to 3 to the GoFundMe page, you also are entered to win this?
I'll enter you in, yes.
All right, so if you can't be here physically at Logomar, we encourage you to come if you can. But if you're out of market, out of region, you don't want to get on a jet plane and fly in here at 2:59 and land in the parking lot, they probably would frown on that, like, you know, the FAA or whatever, the people that do the flights and whatnot, they probably would frown on you just landing in the parking lot. That you can be entered in if you give at least $5 donation to Tigers for Tatas via the GoFundMe page. So you can do that as well. You'll find the links all over our social media at WCCBFM.com. Short break. We'll come back. Are we getting the Will Vandervoort interview segment
live
right now? Are we getting it live? Will Vandervoort is here. We'll talk to him next, live at Locomart.
It's all about the Atlantic Division Saturday as the Tigers battle the Wolfpack and Rally. Join me at George Coleman Ford Friday for Road Rage as we take an in-depth look at this pivotal game that will decide Clemson's postseason future. Friday, George Coleman Ford.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders Online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your national champion Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit FoundersSFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in now to get a delicious country fried steak biscuit. Only $1.99 for a limited time.
Craig Morgan here with Linex. Let's face it, drop-in bed liners look cheap because, well, they are. They're made of low-quality plastic that's sure to warp, crack, and fade over time. Rocks, debris, and moisture get trapped underneath the liner, too, creating a breeding ground for rust and corrosion. Linex, on the other hand, is fade-resistant, watertight, and sprays seamlessly over your existing bed, creating a rugged look that is backed by a lifetime warranty. So give your truck what it deserves and drop the drop-in and Linex it.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Linex of Anderson today.
There's new management at Anderson Ford, and they invite you to give them a chance to earn your business. If you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Ford car, truck, or SUV, the Anderson Ford team is doing business differently. Whether you're ready to step up to an Explorer or F-150, or you need a quality pre-owned certified vehicle, Anderson Ford is committed to you. Anderson Ford, doing business differently. 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Right now, come test drive the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry with more performance, safety features, and style than ever before. You can even take it home for a lifestyle test drive because we want you to be sure that you're happy with your purchase. Every new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUV comes with the Ralph Hayes Family Promise because we put your needs first. We even offer a 3-day, 200-mile money-back guarantee to give you some peace of mind. You'll always find competitive prices, great value, and superior customer satisfaction at Ralph Hayes Toyota. Because when you buy from us, you're part of the family. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at ralphhayestoyota.com. Go Clemson!
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Hi friends, Mickey Pollard here for Harry's Razors. I have a brand new game day tradition. I start with Harry's Razors, I shave, and then I put on my post-shave balm to smell good every single game day. I don't start my day without doing that. Harry's is so confident in their razors, they're going to give you a free trial set. All you do is pay for the shipping. Harry's has a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades, a lubricating strip with a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a convenient travel blade cover. They're going to do this for you. It is a free trial set. The quality of their blades are so great. They're going to send this to you for free. All you have to do is pay a few bucks for shipping. And you heard me right. You cover shipping when you sign up and everything is free. Plus, with a special offer to fans right now, you get all this and more. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code Mickey at checkout. That's H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. Enter the promo code Mickey. They're going to give you a post-shave balm for free as well. That's harrys.com, promo code Mickey.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wayne from The Vault. You know The Vault, that cool retro sports store Walt has been telling you about? Well, I have come up with a great way for you to solve your holiday shopping needs and avoid that whole Black Friday mess. November 1st through the 14th, all our super comfortable t-shirts and hats are buy one, get one half price, and all jerseys are 30% off. Everybody loves a gift from The Vault, and gift certificates are available. We're located downtown Greenville, across from the Hyatt.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Go right ahead. How can you be so nonchalant about this?
That's how we roll.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The mountain is high.
All right, welcome back. Locomart in Clemson is where we are. That's where a lot of famous people come and get their gas. There are people hanging out waiting for famous people. And who shows up but Will Vandervoort? Will Vandervoort comes in.
And then they're really disappointed.
No, that's it? He sneaks
that's
in and we're like, hey, no, that's him. That's it. That's what we have to tell people. No, really. That's him in the flesh, Will Vandervoort.
Yeah, that fat guy wearing Steelers.
And the ladies just swoon and people are fainting. There's like a mass of like, I don't know, drool on the ground where people are just mesmerized by your presence.
Oh, me? Yeah, I could see them all around me. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do today. I'm just going to have to figure out something.
Come by,
drop, stand back.
Come by, drop $5 in the Tigers for Tatas and meet Will Vandervoort.
That's Willie V. I saw Willie V. drop an old 20 in there. So we appreciate his donation.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Is it bad that I was trying to say the president that was on the bill and I couldn't think of the president on the $20 bill?
The $20 bill?
Is it Andrew Jackson?
Jackson's on the 20.
Is it Jackson? Okay, yeah, he dropped an old Jackson in there.
It's because of your hip hop background that you really. It's like Benjamins or bust. That's what it is.
My hip hop background.
Yeah, your hip hop background. It gets you Benjamins or bust.
You're the one who raps on air.
Oh, well, that's true too. This hour is brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles, where you need to go. You need to just check this out. You need to go online. scdmvonline.com. Have you done this, Will Vandervoort?
I have not, and I'm getting scared because I haven't. Every time I hear you and Brad talk about it.
It's coming. There will come a day where this will all pass away. You search Real ID at the website, and you begin a transaction from the Real ID webpage, enter your license number, your Social Security, your date of birth, and it'll tell you if you have required documents on file to start the process to get a Real ID. You need to have required documents on file, be in good standing when you're driving, privileges, have a regular license. If they're on file, you're great. You can get that Real ID. If not, you got to bring the following documents to an SCDMV branch near you. Proof of ID, Proof of Social Security. Two proofs of current physical South Carolina address and proof of all legal name changes. Real ID will not be available for online ordering through an ID card, a commercial driver's license, or an international customer. So if you fall into any of these camps where you just need to do some more, get the required documents on file or change your license or whatnot, go to the SCDMV branch nearest you. Follow the SCDMV on Twitter and Facebook. Learn more at scdmvonline.com. Email any questions you have to realid@scdmv.net. Federal regulations, man. South Carolina, you know what? The I know Virginia is like the home of the Confederacy. I feel like states' rights so big here. Federalism, man. You gotta get with the times with the federal government trying to streamline this whole thing with the real ID.
Am I gonna have to bring like a Steeler Will ID with that too? I mean, does my Twitter have to also? I mean, that's just too complicated. That's why I say I get scared every time I hear you and Brad talk about it. I'm like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? Am I gonna get thrown off the plane?
You might have the documents on file. I mean, you might have it on file. You might be good. We don't know. It might be all fear for no reason. The College Football Playoff Committee comes out with the rankings last night. Your initial reaction to what they decided is what?
It was exactly the way I thought it was going to be. It was exactly the way I figured Clemson would be the number four team, so that wasn't a surprise at all to me. The only thing, and we talked about it, so it wasn't a surprise to see Georgia number one. I thought that could be a possibility, but I thought also because Alabama's been so dominant that they would just get that number one just because. But the committee did it the right way, and those two, they compared them and said, okay, we're going to go by strength of schedule and resume, and clearly Georgia's was better than Alabama's. So I get why they put Georgia number one. Figured Notre Dame would be number three. I figured Clemson would be four. I figured Oklahoma would be five, and I figured Ohio State would be six. Because last year, if you remember, the committee did it right all last year. They always picked, except at the very end, but that's because Penn State had two losses. They always picked, when it came to two teams at the same record head-to-head, they always took the team that won the game. Remember when Louisville got real mad because after Clemson lost to Pittsburgh, Clemson fell to four, and Louisville was at five, and Louisville got all mad, like, why aren't we in? Clemson lost. Why aren't we in? And the committee said, well, Clemson beat you head-to-head. I'm sorry. And that's what they went by. So head-to-head does matter to committee. So nothing surprised me from their top six, and I thought the rankings all the way down. There really wasn't anything that was, to me, controversial. If Ohio State fan's mad today, I'm going to say why. You got it handed to you in your own house by Oklahoma. You know you're not better than Oklahoma, so you don't need to really run your mouth today. I don't care what you did to Penn State.
I love the emphasis on head-to-head. I'm with you on that, Willie B. So let's talk about this kind of from a broader perspective, because back in 2014, we all know Ohio State was 16th in those first rankings and were fourth in the final rankings, won it all. Mm-hmm. Give me a team outside of, let's say, the Ohio State realm. So seven are down. I mean, Penn State, TCU, Wisconsin, Miami, Okie State, Washington. Which one of those teams do you think maybe has a chance to spoil the party?
Well, first, we start right here at home. You start right here with Virginia Tech and Miami, I think. It starts there. I think the winner of that game this weekend, and if you're a Clemson fan, you want Virginia Tech to win this week.
Thank you, Willie B. That's what I've been saying all day. Yes.
Because you want Virginia Tech to win because, in a sense, Clemson's already beat Virginia Tech. So if Virginia Tech wins, then they move up in the standings, and that keeps Clemson with this quality win. It keeps anybody from the possibility of jumping you at number four if all the top four or five stay the same. So you want to keep Oklahoma back here. And so that's important. So that Virginia Tech, you don't want Miami to win that game, because then Miami not only will move up, but also the fact that now if Oklahoma beats Oklahoma State, Clemson's now lost one quality win in the top 15. Now you can see Oklahoma maybe jump Clemson there at number four. So that's a big reason why that's a big deal. And so, I look at the other teams. I think Oklahoma State is a team you look at that can make a move, because they're going to have an opportunity to beat Oklahoma this weekend. And then if they get to the Big 12 championship game, they could beat TCU. And TCU right now is ranked number seven. And so they're going to have themselves a couple of opportunities to get some quality wins themselves to move up the rankings in case something happens also. So, because you never know what's going to happen from week to week. We've learned that. If Syracuse taught you anything, wow. If Syracuse taught you anything, right? It taught us that anything can happen on any given day.
That's right.
And that nobody. So Georgia fan, like, oh man, they're going to roll over South Carolina. And I think you will. Don't get me wrong. But it wouldn't surprise me to see South Carolina stun them, because South Carolina wins games like this. They'll go up there. It'll be ugly. They'll be Georgia will fumble five times. South Carolina will give up 700 yards of total offense. And then all of a sudden, they somehow win the game at the end on a last-second field goal.
Against NC State, where they give up 505 yards and they win.
They win, exactly. So so anything can happen. So if I'm a Georgia fan, I'm nervous because you're going to have a South Carolina team that's going to be motivated. They're going to feel like, hey, they can spoil the party. They got Georgia this week, and in a few weeks they got Clemson. So, so anything can happen between now and then. And, you know, tell me one person that you thought would beat, that Pittsburgh were coming to Death Valley last year and beat Clemson.
I thought they would give them a game. I said before the year. Other than anybody in the Pittsburgh locker room, I'd say
nobody. Nobody. And exactly. And then tell me one person who thought Clemson would go up there and lose Syracuse with or without Kelly Bryant.
Nobody,
including this guy sitting right here.
I'm including Dino, I would think.
So that's my whole point, is that anything can happen. A team who's 500 or you don't think is a 22-point underdog, and that team's playing on the road, and they're playing, you know, they could still lose. Georgia could still lose. And while we're talking about it, Georgia is going to lose at some point. They're going to lose to Auburn.
I think that's
where I'm calling it, at Auburn. That quarterback's going to have, that freshman quarterback's going to have to make throws in tiny windows. If you remember how good Auburn's secondary was against Clemson, I mean, Kelly Bryant had to make pinpoint throws, and we didn't know if he could do it at the time, but he did it. Think about the passes he threw to Ray McLeod that set up those two touchdowns. You know, he had to make those plays or Auburn wins that game. Well, their quarterback, their freshman's going to have to go to Auburn and make those kind of plays. I don't think he can do it.
And they're not going to have to. They're not going to be able to just line up and pound them for 60 minutes.
They got to throw the ball.
You bring up a good point. You mentioned Georgia and Auburn. Let's say, just, you know, for argument's sake, Georgia does run the table, and it's 12-0 Georgia, 12-0 Bama. Jake Fromm, the mold, the quarterback mold that is Jake Fromm, that quarterback mold has never defeated this Nick Saban.
Correct.
And so do you buy that, that Georgia, even if they possibly do run the table, there's just no way, right?
No, they don't beat Alabama. And I'll tell you why. Okay, Nick Saban and Georgia head coach.
Kirby Smart.
Where did Kirby Smart? Who do you coach under?
Nick Saban.
What kind of style does he run?
Nick Saban.
Like the same thing.
What does Nick Saban do to his coaches who run the same thing he runs?
He smashes them.
You
can't beat Bama being Bama. Exactly right. That's why Georgia will not win the SEC. Great year. They're going to be, you know, I think the future looks good for Georgia. They're recruiting at a high level, but not right now. They're not there yet. They got a few more years.
So that being said, do you think it's possible? Again, this is all hypothetical, but do you think it's possible? Oh, my gosh.
Ben Milstead just came out with a game day sign that says, Quark wears women's jackets, and it's just rolling up.
We will get this on
up.
Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
Sandy.
That was awesome.
Twitter, now. Hurry.
Sorry about that.
Okay,
please
wait.
Continue. That was very
about?
Distracting. Please continue.
I have the jacket in my car if you need it. That being said, in the SEC championship, if Georgia does lose and they're 12-1, do they get in as the fourth seed? Obviously, pending what other things happen in the nation, but do you think they have a chance?
If they lose. Now, are we going to debate this on resume, or are we going to debate this on the four best teams?
Do they get in?
Because if Georgia gets to the SEC championship game undefeated, which means they've had to go to Auburn and win.
Right.
And beat a decent Georgia Tech team. They beat Notre Dame, and then they get to Alabama, and let's say they lose by a touchdown.
Let's say it's close. Yeah. They don't get blown out.
So then I think, okay, four best teams. Yes, four, they should get in, four best teams. But now you're asking me, do I think they should get in based on resume? No. And the only reason I say that is because you're going to give a conference two teams in, which the committee, I don't believe, wants to do at all. I believe they want to stay away from that as possible, much as possible. And you're going to take away a conference champion because you already let Notre Dame in. Let's just say everything else stays the same. You already let Notre Dame in. Okay, so that means you're already giving one less conference champion away. Now you're telling me you're going to take away another conference champion out of the mix? I don't see that happening. I think ultimately, you know, it's going to be, obviously, I think it's going to be either the Big Ten and the ACC are both going to get in. That's going to happen.
And can you see
Because I think Oklahoma and them will beat each other up.
Right. Bama and Georgia playing December 2nd, and then Bama and Georgia playing again December 31st.
Right. And that, too. They don't want that.
Remember, what drives all of this, people? TV and money. And they don't want that.
Well, first of all, let's say Georgia's number one. Okay, so Georgia wouldn't fall to number four because of that scenario. They'd fall only number
three. They'd probably go to three. Magically, somehow they'd be three.
They'd be three, and then who's ever four will stay four.
Right.
That's what will happen. So, so that means it would probably be, in that scenario, if we keep everything the same, that means it would be Clemson and Alabama in New Orleans.
Right.
And Georgia and Notre Dame in Pasadena, which I don't want. Unlike Quark, I want to go to the Rose Bowl because you know why? I can go to New Orleans. I can get my car and drive right now.
Right.
But I can't drive to Pasadena.
That's a fair point.
I have to have a reason to go to Pasadena.
There's a lot of people who've never been, and that'd be their one time.
Right. Clemson playing in the Rose Bowl would be a reason to go. And I would challenge every, if that happens, for every Clemson fan to find a way to get out there, because when do you think that's ever going to happen again?
But before Pasadena,
it's the Rose Bowl.
Update your real ID.
Yeah, you got to update your real ID. That's right. You better get that.
DMV.
And that scares me. And, you know, it just really scares me, you know. I just don't know what's going on there.
Will Vandenborg joins right now.
I'm afraid they're going to find something that I didn't even know existed.
You know, we didn't even ask you any questions about NC State, which is so disrespectful. Dabo called Ryan Finley an elite quarterback. He, I mean, legitimately just, I mean, I don't know, maybe overstated who Ryan Finley is as a passer. What are your thoughts just generally about Clemson going to Raleigh this weekend?
Well, okay, first of all, NC State, Notre Dame showed some things, I think some schematic things that's wrong up front.
They just mauled NC State.
They did.
My gosh.
They did. And let's remember this. Notre Dame, NC State only scored one touchdown against Notre Dame, the offense. Because the other came on a block punt.
Right.
So, and then Notre Dame went on to score 28 unanswered points after that. And so, you know, I look at this game and I say, okay, first of all, what did Notre Dame do schematically, defensively, to kind of confuse them? And what that did is they got after Finley. If you notice now, you know, his completion percentage was decent and all that, but if you notice, when they brought pressure and they really took it to him, he threw the ball, he was throwing low, he was throwing high, he wasn't accurate with his passes, so the pressure got to him. And that's all you want to do. You don't have to get sacks every time. It's like, how do you affect the quarterback with pressure? Notre Dame did a great job affecting him with pressure last week. And then on the other side, okay, was it Notre Dame's guy that just kind of just, he's a talented running back, did he just pound him? You know, and he's just that talented, your Jerome Bettis kind of guy, and just like killed him that way? Or was it something schematic? I saw it something schematic. And I think, you know, Clemson can have the opportunity to run between the tackles. And if you can do that, then you neutralize what Notre Dame did. You neutralize those two great defensive ends they have. And they're not as big, they're not chubbing them, or not as big deal at that point. You can kind of neutralize them, keep them out of the game, because they're going to be rushing upfield so much. You just kind of go between the tackles and let your big guys like Taylor Hearn, Facinelli, and Crowder take care of business, and I think you're going to be okay. So I think that's where Clemson's going to try to attack them at. I think that's where the weakness is. So if Clemson don't turn the ball over, because, you know, turnovers are the neutralizer in every game, they don't turn the ball over and Kelly Bryant stays healthy, I think Clemson's going to be fine.
NC State returns everybody off a defense that surrendered almost 500 yards to Clemson last year. Yeah. I mean, wait, you can say NC State's got everybody back and they're
older.
That's great. Clemson destroyed NC State until Clemson turned it over inside the five. To me, first down is key here. And then just if you don't cough the ball up in the red zone, much like every game that Clemson's lost for the last 3 years, if you don't just turn the ball over in the red zone, you'll be fine.
And they won that game. Clemson still found a way to win that game without Wayne Gallman.
Right. That's right. Goldman goes out. Oh, by the way, isn't that such a – nobody asked Dabo about this yesterday, and I didn't even think about it at the time.
Did you read my column, my story on Monday?
You did. Yes, you did. I was waiting you to ask it. The Wayne Goldman factor about Doran basically saying they tried to hurt him.
Yeah.
I mean,
he didn't basically
that's a big deal,
say,
right?
He said that was part of the game plan. They said, Coach, were you pleased with the, you know, did you do everything you need to do to win? He says, well, yeah, sure. And the first thing he says is, yeah, sure. Well, we knocked out their starting running back. So that was part of your game plan?
Yeah.
Knock out the starting running back?
Yep.
You know, that's the way it came off anyway. You know, and let's just say that I'm pretty sure the guys over there in the Clemson offices, that's come up.
Yeah, if you didn't read Will Vandenborg's Monday Morning Quarterback on that, you should.
I'm not saying Clemson's going to retaliate, but it just makes you play a little harder.
Yeah, it
you
does.
Know what I'm saying?
A little extra fuel to the fire.
Exactly.
Just dumping a little gas
and
on
let's
it.
Be honest, we were up in the press box. You were sitting next to me last year, and we were talking about how NC State was just hitting them. And it's like, man, they look like they're coming out here to hurt somebody. Well, lo and behold, they were. That's what they were doing. Because we could hear the pops up in the press box. You know, I mean, they were hitting. And so and I talked to a couple players, and they offensive players, they were a little surprised. You know, because, you know, they didn't think NC State – I mean, they knew they were physical, but they wouldn't be like that. I mean, they compared it to Boston College physicality. You know, and they said, so, you know, they prepare each year for Boston College. Like, okay, they're going to hit us. We know that. So it's a mentality. You got to have your mind ready for that. You play Alabama, they're going to hit you, okay? Clemson playing NC State, they weren't thinking going into the game,
right,
they're going to hit us like that.
Right.
Well, then they start hitting them like that. So guess what? Now you're ready for it. Mentality, you're ready for it. Now you go into the game playing physical too. Now it's a different thing. Now can NC State handle it when Clemson punches them in the mouth?
Will Vandenborg, not only did he make a donation, but he came here in person and he stayed for the interview.
And
we
will give
it.
You some cake now.
I get yes, cake. You get
the pound cake.
Get a pound cake, man.
I got one thing to say before you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you interned with me and everything, right?
Yes.
Not once did I ask for pizza or water.
That's true. And I did ask the interns for both.
Will it be? Croc is so big time.
I just want to use my interns.
Prima Donna
is a diva.
I mean, Roy Philpott leaves and this guy takes over.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Somehow I'm the high maintenance one, right?
You
Somehow
are.
Somehow I got to be.
You turned into high maintenance guy.
I'm just trying to fill the shoes. Thanks, Willie V. ClemsonInsider.com. Ask Sheila Will. Definitely go if you want to get fired up. If you want to get fired up about the NC State game, read that Monday Morning Quarterback. That's good stuff. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll be back for more live from Local Mart in Clemson in just a moment.
Join Out of Bounds with Kwok and Kelly live Monday at Chick-fil-A of Clemson from 12 until 3. Get the best in post-game analysis as only Kwok and Kelly can deliver Monday live from 12 until 3 at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
The Clemson Tigers are on the road this Saturday.
Let's go!
Join the Clemson Tigers Network as we invade Carter-Finley Stadium to take on NC State. It was a hard-fought battle last year, but the Tigers came out on top. The Wolfpack have a chip on their shoulder, and it's going to take the Tigers to knock it off. Tigers football this Saturday on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show on the flagship station for Clemson football, 105.5 The Roar.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your national champion Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Preparation continues for Clemson as they'll be on the road this weekend, traveling to Raleigh, North Carolina, to take on the Wolfpack of NC State. Game time, 3:30 in Carter-Finley Stadium. Overall, Clemson has a 56-28-1 lead in the series against the Wolfpack, including a 20-16 lead in games played in Raleigh, and their 15-9 in games played in Carter-Finley Stadium. Clemson at home leads 25-11, and in Death Valley, they lead 21-11. Clemson has won the last 5 games of the series and 12 of the last 13. The Tigers have won the last 7 games in Memorial Stadium, including last year's victory in overtime, 24-17. And the Tigers have won the last 2 times that they have made the trip to Raleigh. Now, the series dates all the way back to 1899. Clemson was victorious 24-0 in a game played in Rock Hill, South Carolina. It was just the 4th year of Clemson football and the 16th football game ever played in Clemson football history. 10 of the last 20 games have been decided by 8 points or less, including one in 2010 when Clemson downed the Wolfpack 14-13. And our report presented by our fine friends at Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 16% or less than 6? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 16% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Advertised rates, terms, and promotions are subject to change without notice. Conditions and limitations apply. Visit lightstream.com for important terms and conditions.
Just like our national champion Clemson Tigers, John Deere and AgPro know a thing or two about leaving it all on the field. Their compact tractors feature legendary toughness, strength, and unrivaled durability. Right now, you can check out the entire John Deere lineup at AgPro. They even have special financing available, so it won't take a big bite out of your budget. Find the location nearest you or request a quote today at agproco.com.
Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson is having their annual summer clearance sale. Your locally owned outfitter, women's boutique, Shoe Store, Men's Store, and Fly Fishing Shop is clearing out the racks to make room for new fall arrivals. From candles and dresses to tents and fly fishing gear, Elkmont has it. End summer with a great deal on a stand-up paddleboard or kayak from Jackson, Perception, or Wilderness Systems. Elkmont has the area's best selection and rentals for you to try before you buy. And folks, make sure you stop in and enjoy Elkmont's on-site craft beer bar and restaurant, featuring 16 taps, serving locally brewed craft beer and great food. Huge savings on your favorite clothing and gear, craft beer, and excellent food. All that's missing is you. Elkmont is located at the Highway 93 exit off Highway 123 across from Bojangles. And remember, folks, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Impress your guests this holiday season with Extreme Clean Light New Carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because only Zero Res cleans with empowered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get three rooms of carpets cleaned and sanitized for only $129. Book now before they fill up for the holidays. Call 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment with Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Gets the crowd involved, doesn't it?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
I
All right, welcome back. Hour number two continues. Locomar in Clemson. Ben Milstead spent time during that break out by the road trying to entice people into the parking lot here of Locomar by waving the sign, as one would a sign with an arrow pointing to a sale that said, Kwok wears women's jackets. And so, at least for this segment, I'm going to give the people what they want, and I will rock the women's jacket, as I have done repeatedly in public now for the benefit of the station, and Tigers for Tatas. It has become something of a I wouldn't say a mascot, but something of an identifying factor that where there are Tigers for Tatas giveaways on Out of Bounds, Kwok is wearing a women's jacket. And that's just what's happening here.
Yes, that's what's happening in your back home. You're back home in the jacket. You haven't been in the jacket since, what, Toyota Veasley. So it's been a while.
That's true. It's been a while. Can I say, we say that famous people come here. You know who's getting gas here right now?
Oh, no.
I probably shouldn't even say. You know
who's
getting gas here right now? The homecoming queen. It's getting gassy right now.
No way.
Yes.
Is she
going
to come talk to us?
I don't know. We'll try to entice her. I'm going to say probably not.
She probably wants to stay off the radar.
She's got a mouse to feed at home. She's got mouse to feed.
The puppies.
Yeah, the puppies. 654 Roar, if you'd like to get in on the Northern Communication phone lines, you can get this women's jacket. Well, no, you can't because it's so old. You can get a better version of this women's jacket of all you ladies out there at Tiger Sports Shop. If you really enjoy how I'm rocking this jacket right now, if you're like, I know Kwok is destroying this jacket and he's a boss, a baller.com, but I would be so much more of a boss in this jacket, then you too can get these types of jackets at Tiger Sports Shop. It's a store for the Clemson fan, by the Clemson fan. All kinds of great specials and deals. Anything you see the coaches and players wearing can be found at Tiger Sports Shop. Orange and purple all over the place. Tommy Bahama gear, keychains, bumper stickers, rain jackets, you name it. Get geared up from head to toe with Tiger Sports Shop. Two locations in Clemson, 364 College Avenue, 1102 Tiger Boulevard, downtown on Highway 123. Unbelievable. Unbelievable the selection you get there at Tiger Sports Shop. 654 Roar, we will go to the phones here in moments. I think we have a caller on hold, I believe. Let me get to it real fast. We had Derek from Clemson who held through that interview with Will Vanvoort and joins us right now. What's up, Derek?
That's three, I think.
Hey, Derek? Okay, we're going to put Derek back on hold. It seems like Derek is making some sort of a transaction.
It appeared that way with
some
Derek.
Some sort of a transaction. So we're going to put him on hold. We'll get back to him. The guy held on for like half an hour to get with us, and so we're gonna give him some time. Interesting, the last couple segments. We talked to Manny. We talked to Will Vandenborg. It feels like, for the most part, people think that the committee got it right, that they got it right, and maybe, just maybe, that they're not Looney Tune and that Clemson maybe has played somebody. Have we put that to bed?
Yeah. I mean, I like I said earlier, I was surprised. I really was when Clemson was four because I thought that they were going to give Ohio State or OU the benefit of the doubt because you could argue their losses are better. But like you said, Kwok, you did warn me, and you were right. The committee went with who have you defeated? not necessarily who have you lost to, and that's why Clemson was four.
Let's go back to Derek. We'll try him one more time here in his final segment, hour two. What's up, Derek?
Hey, yeah, sorry about that. I was
you're good, man.
Was talking to somebody up here at the restaurant. Anyways, yeah, so I was I guess we were all kind of irked about that comment that a South Carolina fan said, but I'm going to spit some knowledge on them here that I've been trying to get through to people, and apparently I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm talking about, but let's just go through it one quick time. Take South Carolina, take Georgia, take Oklahoma, take Ohio State. Who is all those teams' second-best win?
Wow. Well, it'd be somebody terrible.
Because Georgia's second-best win is Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, that's pretty good.
Mississippi State is playing them. Yeah, but look at Mississippi State's beating, though. I mean, they've got one or two decent games. For the most part, they've been getting steamrolled. And, man, if you look at Oklahoma, they really haven't played anybody besides when they beat Ohio State. And if you look at Ohio State, they haven't really beat anybody besides Penn State. If you look at Alabama, Alabama's best win is against Texas A&M that struggled to beat South Carolina and got beat by UCLA that never should have been in that game to begin with. So people can say Clemson hasn't played anybody. Clemson has played anybody. That's fine. But I'd be willing to bet you right now, if you put Wake Forest, Boston College, even Louisville or Syracuse against any SEC East or SEC West team, only one that would beat them is probably Georgia, Auburn, Alabama, and maybe South Carolina. That is it. So don't give me this, oh, you're weak because you're in the ACC stuff, you know. But, hey, 2 weeks we're going to do something that South Carolina can't do, and that's beat the Citadel. So, but it's going to be, you know, if you're going to take low blows and start throwing stones, don't be standing inside of a glass house right beside a road. Because if you look at South Carolina's resume, it states one conference championship when they were in the ACC. A conference, they say, is complete garbage. So don't give me that crap that they're in a powerhouse team just because the SEC wins a championship doesn't mean you're part of that championship. And I'm so tired of hearing about it. But the last thing I was going to touch on is this. I think it doesn't really matter if they put Clemson at 4, 5, or 6. It doesn't matter because it's going to be, as long as Clemson wins out, we all know, we're going to be in the Final Four. Now, what I would like to see, honestly, a lot, I'd like to see Auburn take care of Georgia, and I'd like to just see them be taken out of it. I don't know why. I guess I'm from Georgia. I just don't like it. But I think we all kind of want to see that Alabama-Clemson trilogy again, that third-time game. But I want to know, I know the Irish's resume is decent, but I wonder if them not playing the conference game is going to kind of hurt them towards the end. Because right now the Irish's best wins are, what, USC and NC State probably, right?
Yeah, those are the two best wins, Derek. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yeah, brother.
Absolutely. You know, I agree with almost everything Derek said. I do think when you start impeaching the credibility of teams with good records based on who they have beaten, I think when you start going down that, again, that's kind of like the argument I was having on Twitter a little bit earlier today, where people are essentially saying, you know, who have Clemson's best wins beaten and all this. Like, if you're 6-2 right now, it might be a little bit of smoke and mirrors, but you're probably pretty good. Like, there's probably some substance there. You go to Texas A&M and win, that doesn't mean you suck. You go, you know, you played, but you beat LSU, that doesn't mean you suck. I mean, so impeaching the credibility of people based on the people that they beat, their wins, that's to me, that's trying too hard. Other than that, I agree with everything Derek just said.
Yeah, no, I agree with most of what Derek said, and I think you're right, Quack. I mean, at this point, basically, if you're a Notre Dame fan, every other school has a terrible schedule except Notre Dame. If you're a Clemson fan, every other school has a terrible schedule except Clemson. And yes, if you're 6-2 at this point, you're probably a decent football team. You're probably decent. And that being said, South Carolina is 6-2. And as much as it pains me to say that, I think South Carolina is relatively decent. Now, again, have they played anybody? Well, now we're just going back and forth and going in a circle. But, yeah, I mean, if you're 6-2, you're probably a decent team. And we can split hairs for so long, but at some point,